are now checked in with DJ Charisma, only on Power 106.
Man, what's up? It's your girl, DJ Charisma. We are officially checked in right here on Power 106. Man, it's only right. I got to check in with the streets. And, man, the ladies, I'm telling y'all, it's the ladies' time right now. Hey. Say Bodie in the building. What's up, queen?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Representing L.A.
Yep.
Out here, you're like a triple threat. Rapping, singing, you could like, I feel like you could do it all, a little bit of something, something.
I try.
You know? So how does it feel? You got a song out right now. We're gearing up for a project literally right around the corner.
Yep.
How you feeling right now?
I feel excited. I feel good. I feel like I did this whole project during quarantine and I'm ready to release it.
Definitely. Actually, I think a little bit before quarantine, I started hearing about you. I had a couple different people in the game hit me about you, like, Charisma, you got to tap in with her. And I remember I tapped in and I heard a couple of your rapping songs first. And I'm like, okay. You know, but the new one, you're out here, you're singing, you're killing it on this record.
Yeah.
Well, what inspired this record right here?
I was dating a guy, and we have been engaged. We were together for 3 years, and he cheated on me with men and women. And
whoa.
I had a lot of decisions to make of whether I was going to, or if I was going to continue my career.
So right, right.
I ended up writing a song about it, got in a little bit of trouble, but I detached myself from the situation.
Yeah, it's all good. The song is called Hurt Like Me.
Yep.
Like, that's some real hurt. Like, man, it's just crazy, the era we're in now.
Yep.
Like, you got, like you said, like, he went, you don't know what's going on nowadays. It's very confusing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, as a woman, like, I know there's tons of women that go through that.
Yeah.
Tons of women that go through that. And Hurt Like Me, you just decided to pick up a pen instead of going crazy. Because, like, I would have knocked somebody out if they lied to me like that.
It was some stuff. I made the right choice at the end. Because
put the pain in the song.
I was ready. I was like, how can I get away with this? I'm going to go to Mojave Desert. And then I was like, okay, don't do that. Do not do that, Bodie.
But definitely, so, like, this song clearly is a personal record to you. You know, it's out. The visual's crazy right now. You're singing on it. Like, what do you prefer more? Like, do you like singing more, rapping more? Or is it just whatever comes out at the time?
I like to sing more.
Yeah?
I do. I like to sing more, but I think I've been being, people like to hear me rap more. So I kind of play with both of them. But
yes, because she got bars, people. Trust me, she got bars. I love it. You represent, like, hip-hop. You're really hip-hop. Like, who are some of your influences coming up? Because you're from, what part of L.A. exactly are you from?
South Central.
South Central.
95th and Vermont.
Hey.
Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and then those were, like, my two rap influences. Besides that, it was, like, Nina Simone.
Ooh.
And, like, Eartha Kitt. It was more jazz influences growing up.
And it comes through, definitely, which you put out. I love that. Kendrick Lamar, you're from the West Coast. Are you officially signed? Are you doing it kind of independent right now at this point in your
career?
Signed.
I'm signed to Def Jam. I've been with them since 2019.
Wow, Def Jam.
Yeah.
That's who hit me about it. That's right.
Def Jam.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Probably J.O.
Yeah, how has it been, you know, with the major label and...
It's been cool. I think when you first get signed, you think, oh, my God, I'm about to be, like, rich and famous in 1 year. But then you realize, like, you know, you really got to sit down and build your brand. And so I've just learned a lot throughout. Like, yo, this ain't no – you don't even want this to happen overnight. Trust me.
No, you don't, actually. You'd actually prefer for it to happen slowly.
Yes.
So that way you can come to the labels and really demand what you need.
That, and you don't lose your mind a little bit. You know, you get a big bag, you blow that shit real quick, you know, in 5 minutes, so –
Being on Def Jam, have you got to, you know, rock with any of the other Def Jam artists like that? Or are you just kind of staying in your lane?
Cash Page, I vibed out with her. We had a really weird interaction because we were both, like, stoned. And so I'm like, hey. She's like, hey. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so high. August 08. And then that's it. I kind of haven't really met a lot of the Def Jam artists.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, being from L.A., it's, like, I feel like West Coast artists, it's really hard. We have a hard time getting past that Vegas. You know, that Vegas marker out there.
Yeah.
Like, for you, how do you feel it's been? Like, are you feel like you're getting accepted by, like, the South? And are they checking in for you and the East Coast?
Because
you got, like, you could win over the East Coast.
I thought,
like, because you're so talented, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like they really appreciate that type of shit. So have you felt the love from the other coast yet?
East Coast been good. The South been good. It's crazy because when you're from L.A., you got to still break into L.A.
Mm.
And I still haven't got, like, my L.A. recognition that I feel like, you know, is coming. But the South, the East Coast, and Brazil and everywhere else is, like, they bumping my music. So one step closer.
And definitely that comes from, like, being able to stream and skipping past all the CD, you know, just selling CDs. You get to touch people in Brazil nowadays, you know what I mean? And we're outside now. So hopefully y'all don't lock us back down.
Please don't do that. It's going
to
be anarchy.
Are you ready to really get out there and, like, I want to see you live. Like, what is, describe to me what a live set is like with you, because I think you would be fucking crazy live.
I feel like I'd be putting people in a trance. Like, literally, like, I feel like everyone just kind of zones out. A lot of times, if people aren't singing a record back to me, they're just like this.
This mesmerized by you.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Like I think that's pretty cool. Like, that's pretty cool that I'm like, all right, I want you to connect. Thank you for connecting.
Have you performed recently, or has it been a while?
Ooh,
it's been a while.
It's been so long. I did one performance. I did the Juneteenth performance at Leimert Park.
Oh yes, that was dope.
Were you there?
No, but I saw the pictures and I know the people that throw it, so that was really cool.
Yeah, that was the vibe. And besides that, I have another performance coming up on the 9th. But besides that, I ain't got to perform at all.
Ah, damn you, coming. But no, I can't wait. Like, I could just picture a show with you at the Roxy or something.
That'd be nice.
Like, intimate.
Put it out there.
That would be good, guys. We should do that for sure. Like, I see you. You tatted up over here. You got the 777s. You got the 333s. Well, what's up with the numbers?
That's my life number, 333. I'm the year of the three. And so when I got signed, I was, I'm not going to put my age out there, but it was a 333 unity with the year.
Wow.
And yeah, I just like tattoos. I want to get more. 777. For some reason, every time I see 777, I get some money or a good opportunity. So
that's God's numbers.
It's God. 777. God, he looking out.
Definitely. And you got Prototype.
Prototype, yeah. It's only I feel like I'm the original of myself. Yeah.
Were you a big fan of that song from Outkast?
Mm-hmm.
And Andre, Prototype. Oh, I was listening to that recently, so I saw that. That's what grabbed me.
Andre 3000 is the GOAT, man. Like, just make an album, Andre, please. Another
come on,
one, please.
Andre, come back.
Please.
Dang, so what is your favorite tattoo out of everything?
My favorite tattoo? I think it's my 777, but I only think it's because it's my first real professional tattoo, and it looks better than all the rest of my tattoos.
Like, you got the homies doing the rest?
Look how bright it is compared to all the rest of
it. It's crisp. The lines are very clean compared to, the rest
right?
of it.
Right, these
sure.
look like they low-key hood tats.
Solely right, though. South Central, baby. Like, it's only right. I love it. So let's talk about the project. Give us the project name. It's coming out August 6th, which is in about a week.
Yep.
August 6th, coming out. What's the project name?
Antisocial.
Antisocial.
I wore my own merch today. So
oh,
you guys
she got the merch
it,
on. I love it.
Antisocial. It's a song literally I wrote in COVID, and I was exploring myself, my sexuality, and just kind of going a little cuckoo. And so I hooked up with Nephew. And we ended up writing this dope COVID project, and it's called Antisocial.
Do you feel you're antisocial?
I have a lot of introverted ways.
You have your moments?
Yeah.
Sure.
But you know, when you're an entertainer, you learn how to turn it on and turn it off and turn it on and turn it off. So.
I think I'm the queen of that. I'm very introverted. When I'm by myself, I just don't want to talk. I just want to be quiet. But when I'm in around people, hey, guys, you know, just
real
comes
quick.
Out.
Yeah.
Just comes out. So antisocial. So what, how many songs are going to be on this project total? Like, do we got any features? Well, what's going on with this?
6 songs. I don't have any features, ooh, but Nephew is the, Nephew, Dr. Dre, Nephew. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. He featured on it, so that's pretty cool. And that's it. 6 songs, and they're really dope. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Who did a lot of your production? Like, how do you like to work with the same producers, or?
I cheat on producers. I feel so bad. I definitely cheat on producers. But I usually, for each project, I usually try to have a different producer. So with Nephew, he's the only one that really produced. Oh,
okay.
And Snipe, we had a feature with Snipe and Mateo, too. So just, I love you guys. And yeah, so that was about it for that one.
Yo, that's interesting. That's interesting. Because sometimes it works when an artist finds just a producer and they make their own sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like how you're doing that. You're like, I like to cheat because you can get so much. There's so many amazing, incredible kids out here. And you being from L.A., do you like, do people like to give you West Coast beats?
Yes.
Does that drive you crazy? Because that's not really your sound.
It drives me crazy because they'll give me the real old West Coast beats.
Boom
or
bap.
They'll give me the boom baps, or they'll give me the first generation Erykah Badu beats, when I'm like, these are really cool, but why did you give me 100 of them? And please stop sending me all these beats. usually I can't even check them all. It's 150. I'm like, bro, come on.
Dang.
Just send me 2. I might listen to 2.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing I tell artists when they send me songs.
Really?
Man.
They
flood
you.
I get 100 songs a day. You got to just give me a top 2.
Just give me
top 2 artists. Let me get it. Erykah Badu, have you ever met her?
I have.
Oh, how was that? What?
It was years ago. I don't even know if she remembers me. I had put out this independent project, and a dude named KK that works with her reached out to me to do a possible signing with Control Freak. You remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
Control Freak. And yeah, it didn't really go anywhere, but it was kind of cool to know that she acknowledged the fact that I'm like, hey, I'm out here.
And she was checking for you. That's incredible, because she's a GOAT.
Yeah, that
like,
part.
Like, me growing up, like, Erica was super influential to me. Like, yeah. Repeat, all three of her albums. Like, so that's really big to meet someone like her. And she's such a vibe.
She's a queen. Like,
she's such a vibe.
She's like a mystical, unicorn, magical thing.
And I feel like as women, she just gives us so much confidence. Like, just be confident. Be yourself. You don't got to come out here and look a certain way. And she's the finest thing and got dudes drooling over her.
I didn't even know she had all that.
And she just keeps it so low key. I love that, man. I love that. So, like, we got no features on this album.
Yeah.
Do you plan on working with other artists in the future?
I want to. Kanye, please.
Kanye.
Please. Drake, come on.
You in some Kanye production?
That'd be crazy, man.
No, you would kill that. Like, Kanye, she would kill that.
Yes, Kanye. You'll know Kanye, call him up.
We're putting it out there right now. So, no, that would be incredible. And Drake's another one you want to work with.
Man. Drake gets me through all my relationship issues. Because I'm like, you know what? I might have been kind of wrong with that shit, man. Fuck that. I should have blew up.
That's that Scorpio. Drake knows how to hit the emotional cords, you fig? We were just talking about signs and things like that, and you're really into signs, correct?
Yep, Pisces.
So you're a Pisces, mm-hmm. So definitely. What do you feel is, like, special about a Pisces? What's true and what's not true about y'all?
Okay.
Squash the rumors.
We are not pussies. Like, people really be thinking that Pisces are, like, just timid. Like, we are shy. We introverted, but we will literally beat your ass.
Ooh, beat your ass. That's a little South Central, too. Don't get it twisted.
People don't understand that part. We are very intuitive, and we probably know not what you're thinking, but give us 2 days with you. We know your whole fucking system already, and that we'll stop talking to you instantaneously if we figure you out.
Yeah, I love it, man.
He does.
Pisces. He's checked in.
Checked in.
Man, shout out to Tyrese for one of the best sign songs ever. You know what song I was listening to? Remember that old school song, Float? Float on, and he names all the signs.
What is that?
What song was that? Does anybody remember that song?
Because I just started thinking about Beyonce for some
reason. No, it was older than that. It was like a 70s record, and they talk about the signs.
Oh, no.
And
it
was a group of four dudes, and they're like, Aquarius, Gemini. We need a new one. You know what I'm talking about. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Stylistics.
But you would kill something like that. You did a new version of it and just gave us game on all the signs. That would be
hot. Yeah, because I feel like I'd be pinpointing people's signs.
Definitely. Antisocial coming out August 6th, ladies and gentlemen. The single, the video is out right now. Who directed that video?
Alex Byton. He is amazing, by the way. So any up-and-coming artists or just work with him, he's amazing. Producer.
He captured, like, the West Coast feel. He captured the story of the song, the feeling of the song, all in one video. I really enjoyed the video. Do you like to be incorporated in the direction of videos?
That's why I like Alex, because he was the first videographer that said, yo, can you come to the house and check out these, you know, I want all the images. Can you tell me what you want to know? I mean, what you want for your video? And I'm like, dude, you're the only non-arrogant producer I've ever worked with. Like, and so that I love Alex. He's going to do all my videos. So I don't care.
So you love to be creative and to give your input.
I'm nosy. My manager can't do nothing without me knowing. Like, I'm like, what time are we supposed to be there? I want to be involved in my shit.
That's your creative, and it oozes off of you. I love it. I just love it, man. You got so much talent. I've been hearing about you, like I said, for a good 2 years now. So keep it up, girl. Antisocial's coming out. You know, like real quick, South Central girl. You know, they had this question going viral a couple weeks ago about women and what we're good for.
Oh.
You're super talented. Well, I feel like we could do it all.
Right.
So you're super talented and all that, but can you also hold it down in the kitchen and do things like that?
I can cook, but I don't cook traditional foods.
What do you like to cook?
I cook, like, Russian food. I cook, like Thai food. Like, I like to go
stuff. That yeah. ain't easy. Thai food ain't easy.
Yeah, and then, like, Italian food. My grandfather, I was adopted, he's Italian, so I'll cook Italian food. And, like, you know, I don't know how to fry chicken. I'm not going to even lie.
Fried chicken's very difficult. I've given up. I don't even try no more. Because
okay,
it's like, you got to have so much oil, I'm just not with it. And I'm like, you know,
I don't know how to do it. I've tried to do it, and then it's like half of the chicken's not, like, it's still pink. And I'm like, it's not my angle.
Man, but we need a St. Bodhi cooking show to show us how to do that Russian shit. Like, what's a Russian dish?
So there's this Russian dish where you make you know what a crepe is? Really small piece of crepe. Yeah. And then you get ground beef. It's super simple. Ground beef seasoning and then, like, ketchup.
Oh,
and
that's
then, like,
Russian.
That's one Russian, like
really?
Yeah, it's like a Russian meal.
Oh, okay.
I learned it from my friends.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's tough. Okay.
Yeah.
Never been to Russia.
A crepe.
I like the sweet kind of crepes.
You said when you're poor. Yeah, it's,
I like
it's
the sweet
a
kind.
It's like a little pancake.
A little dessert kind. It's with like the strawberries and the cream.
Exactly.
We need a cookie show. St. Bodhi cookie show. She's going to give some Russian dishes. She's going to give some
Thai food dishes.
I love it.
And then seafood. Yeah, I got you.
Definitely, man. Well, the queen is out here. And like I said, I just really want y'all to check in with her. She is a LA baby representing for us. So we got to hold her down, man. So please tap in with her. Album comes out. Where's the merch? Can we get the merch?
On my website. So go to my Instagram. I'm going to guide you guys all to my Instagram.
We're going to put the Instagram on the screen right now.
And then just click my bio, and then all my merch and all my videos and all my music will be on there.
She's representing. She's holding it down for the ladies. She got bars on boards, and her ass can sing. She can sing. I said, like, they were talking about the other day. No, she can sing. So please check in with my girl, and thank you so much for tapping in with me.
I appreciate you. Thank
you. All right? Antisocial out August 6th. Go get it. Let's get it. It's Power 106, baby. Come on.